We are in Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, at the two dots. Shniyos Midivri Seferim. So, what do we see in the Mishnah? We mentioned the list of Yesh Mutaras Lebalein, Asuras Liavmein, Mutaras Liavmein, Asuras Lebalein, Mutaras Leilu Leilu, Asuras Leilu Leilu. And toward the end of the Mishnah, we said that Shniyos Midivri Seferim. And the Mishnah said, in a case of Shniyos Midivri Seferim, Ain la like suba, vale peires, vale mezenes, vale blais. So, in a relationship where it's os midrabanan, the woman does not get a ksuba, nor peires, mezenes, and blais, but the vlad is kosher, being that it's only os midrabanan. The vlad is kosher, vikifene selahitzin, even though the relationship is only os midrabanan, nevertheless, we still do whatever we can to force them to divorce from one another. So the Gemara says, Bominei b'nei biri min Rav Sheshes. The b'nei biri asks Rav Sheshes a shayla, shnia labal, v'lei shnia liyavam. So if it's a shnia labal, v'lei shnia liyavam, yesh laksuba miyavam ayloi. So in other words, here the relationship was that she was married, when she was married to her husband, she was a shnia to him, and therefore, as the Mishnah says, she has no ksuba. He dies, and then the yavam takes over the marriage. And the question is, and he was miyavam her, so the question is, will she get a ksuba now from the yavam? So, kevanam amar ksuba sanichsi baila harish lesla. Being that we saw previously in the Aflamet Ches that when one is kainis, his yavama. So he takes over everything, but the ksuba is al nechsi by la rishon, and in this case there was no ksuba because it was the shnia situation. Lesla, Yidelma gaven de ilu lesla mirishon for whatever reason tkim la rabbanim sheni isla. So therefore, maybe in such a case, we would say that she does. Rashi says towards the middle of the Amud, Yidelma gaven de lesla liyavama de almin rishon. Kigoyin the last lay in a chasim. He doesn't have any money, he's broke. Tchina rabbanim usheni. If hanami less lami rishon, in this case it's less lami rishon insofar as it was a shnia situation. Hilkach islami yavam. So maybe in this case she would get from the yavam. So amalahu rishesh tenisua. We have a bride which says, ksubas al nechsi baila rishon. Ve'im hoysa shnia labal afilu miyavam lesla. So it says pretty mafurish that the ksuba is on the estates of the Baal HaRishon, and in a case where Haisa Shnia Labal Afila Miyavam Eina, she will not get from the Yavam. So the Lamaisa, this is a raya. It's quite clear that she's not going to get from such a case. She's not going to get. The Gemara is bothered with the Lashon. The Gemara says Michlal De'ika De'isla Miyavam. What exactly is the Lashon of Afilo? Rashi says, Michlal de'ika de'isla miyavam bitmiya kolemar. Vayin ifshita. You have answered the question successfully. And then it says that in the case that it was a shnia, she's not going to get even from the yavam. Miyo lishna debraise kasha dektani afilo miyavam eima. Vamashma dektani afilo michlal de'ika yavam achrita de'isla ksuba miyavam. Vaktani reisha ksuba sal nechzi baila reisha. In this price it says that the ksuba goes, it's placed on the estate of her first husband. So what you're saying, because she's a shnia, she doesn't get, I mean, usually we always say that it's on the estate of the first husband. So Gemara says, chasir mechzer vachi ktani ksuba sal nechzi baila reisha. The way things work is, the ksuba is always placed, and the responsibility is on the estate of the first husband. Now, the less lami rishon tkin lami sheni. So we add in this bit, that in situations where the first one doesn't have, for whatever reason, then tkin lami sheni, they were misakin, that the second one should give. However, then even though usually they were misakin, that im less lami rishon, you'll get from the sheni, but in this type of a situation, afilu miyavam eima. She won't even get even from the yavam. Fine. Boiminei rabbalazim rabbi yechanan. Alman lekein gadol grush v'chalutz lekein heliot yesh lamezenis eim lamezenis. Now, the Mishnah said that unlike a case of Shnia, where the Shnia, she has all of these kenosis, we said that the Shnia has no ksuba, peres, mezainis, and blais, which is said that the vlad is kasha, because it's only derabanan. But we said at the end of the Mishnah that Alman lekain gadol, rush lechitzlehen lekain etyot, amzeres nesin leYisrael, basral neslam mam. So when there's an issur deraisa, yesh leksuba, and we'll see today why the difference. Why, if you're in a marriage which is prohibited midrabanan, are there all of these kenosis? And why, if you're in a marriage which is prohibited midiraisa, there are no kenosis? And it says, in the case of the Chayvei Lavan, it says, Yesh Lahen Ksuba. She will have a Ksuba. Okay, so she has a Ksuba. The question is, what about Mezaydis? Does she also get Mezaydis? Eina Mezaydis. The Gemara says, Hechidam, Yilema de Yasva, to say, if we're discussing the Mezaydis which she gets whilst she's living under him, and she says, give me mezainis, give me food, give me breakfast, lunch, and supper, and so on. to say, mezainis isla. Being that right now we will do everything within our power to break up this marriage, are we going to do something to facilitate and to perpetuate the relationship and say, yes, you're obligated to give her mezainis? Of course you won't do that. Mezainis isla, light. So we need to declare this shayla in a case shahalachu l'mdinas hayam. The Baal went to Mdinas hayam. V'lovsa v'achla. She borrowed money for the sake of mezainis, and she ate. My mezaini, in such a case, we look at that like it's a tnai ksubaninu. Meaning this type of a situation where a woman goes and borrows money, Rashi says, "Mezaini tnai ksubaninu shekach kasav la beksuba ati yasva bebezi mitzina minichse kol yimei meger arm leisayach." So, being that it's a tnai ksuba, this concept, midiis la ksuba, isla mezaini. So, in this type of a situation, maybe we'll say, "Okay, she has a ksuba," which we have yet to explain why. But lemaisa, this woman in a chayvi lav and diraisa situation has a ksuba. So maybe the tanai ksuba benefit she also has. Eidelma, no, there's still a difference. Ksuba de la mishkla mepik isla. A ksuba which woman gets at the end of the marriage, either because he divorced her or because he died, but it's in a situation when she's leaving the relationship. So ksuba de la mishkla mepik isla. Mezaina. Isla, excuse me. Mezaini dilma ta'akiv gabei lesma. Whereas when it comes to mezainis, where the concern is that this might be a reason for her to say, you know, it's pretty good over here, I'm going to stay in this biblically prohibited marriage, and so on. Dumatakiv gabei lesla. We don't want to encourage it. We want to make it some type of a disincentive for her. And therefore, maybe she doesn't in this case. Or Malay, to which he said, lesla. Shitaka doesn't get in such a case. I go Tanya, yes, Shlo, we have a bride which says that she does. No, Kitanya hi lachamisa. No, if you have a bride which says that she gets, it's only lachamisa. Rashi says, again, it's chayvi lavin, it may is v'loi girusha. He died, he didn't divorce her. Yeish lemezainis kol yimei almanusa, kishar almana demezaina tnaik suba. So these tnai ksuba situations where there's no longer the concern of staying married because she died and so on, that will be the only case that we will say that she gets the tnai ksuba and so on. She gets. How could we possibly justify giving that? That is going to encourage the union. Either Ella Tanya Yeshla, but Lamaisa of a Bryce, which says she gets, so it must be Kitanya Ela Chamisa. So, bottom line, in a situation where they're still married, they're living in sin, a case of Chayvei Lavin, we say that yes, she gets the Ksuba, which we'll see why soon, but Mezainis and Tanai Ksuba types of situations that she will not get. And now the Gemara gets into this discussion, to Rabbanan. So So in other words, our Mishnah just said she has a ksuba. Our Mishnah didn't speak about these other benefits. But here the Braisa says, not only does she get ksuba, but she gets peiris, like we spoke about, if the husband, let's just maybe look at the Rashi over here, second to last Rashi, shla peiris, afal pi, sha'achal es peiris, given the husband ate the peiris, kevin tishlo kedin achlan, sha'ilei hayala vas nisuin. But she was never supposed to be married. They were never supposed to marry in the first place. They change it to a mishalim. He has to pay. And so on. So in this case, we will say that he has to reimburse and has to pay back the peiris. So she has ksuba, peiris, mezainais, blois, and so on. We mentioned yesterday, machlekes Rashi Tesis, what blois means, v'hipsula v'lada apostle. But still, the kevin is silahitzi, but we will still do whatever we can in our power to force them to separate. Shnei is midiri seifim, enik sibule peres lemesin is leblis, heik share of the kasher, the kevin is silahitzi. So now, the Gemara finally asks this question. Amru b'shem min loza, mipni ma amru alman l'kevin gadol yesh laksuba. I mean, it's an isidi araisa. Surely we should do everything in our power to discourage this union. Why are we giving her a ksuba? Meaning to say, let's just say outside and we'll see Rashi, in situations where he stands to lose when he gets involved with this woman, and she also stands to lose through this union, whenever you have that type of a dynamic in the marriage, that he becomes nifsal, she becomes psula, in those types of situations, they consent him, which Rashi is going to say, kolomar, means to say that they decided not to take away the ksuba. Meaning to say, there's going to be enough trouble in this marriage, he's going to be pointing the finger at you and saying, at her, and saying, you know, it's because of you I was nifsal. Right, and this is the way you're treating me, and so on. And she's going to be pointing the finger and say, "I was nifselus because of you." Also, there's going to be enough marital strife that we didn't need to kind of make another incentive for him to divorce her. You know, the way this is heading, pashtus. We're hoping that there's enough internal turmoil. We don't have to do anything. We'll just read one more line. So why in the case where it's only on Smidra Bonin does she not get a ksuba? For this very reason. They have nothing to lose. Right, he remains kosher, she remains kosher, the Vlad's kosher, so here we have to do something. So we tell the woman, you should know you have zero security in this marriage. You get into this marriage, he's going to drop you like a hot potato. The whole takan of ksuba, which leads a kala ve'ena of lahitzia. Here, they're telling the woman in advance, you should know, you get nothing. Let's just see the Rashi. Last Rashi on Pehe and Aleph. Ve'bnei shehu pasl. Ve'i psula. Kamakim shehu pasl i psula. Kansu se'i rabban in ksuba. Achi perusha. Ve'bnei shehu pasl. So what is Rashi Shita is? Other Rishonim have a different pshat. Rashi says, "What does it mean? Neishu pasul kedesnan bebechiris hanoisin nashim ba'aveira." Like, let's say a kohen marries a grusha. Hanoisin nashim ba'aveira. The din is pasul la'avoida ad sheyadur hana. Until he makes an iser, asking himself from hana, he has to make a neder. V'hi psula halala, she becomes a halala, and so on. This is, you know. I mean, it's. I don't want to say ma'isim b'chol yoyim, but it's well known. It certainly is not uncommon where you'll have someone who met a woman, didn't bother asking who she is, and then it turns out that once they're already committed to one another, she says, "By the way, I'm a grusha, and oh, I didn't tell you I'm a kohen," and so on. And Rahman al-Islam, they get married, and you have these situations where you can't call them up for an aliyah, and you can't do any of these things. And he is nifsal of ma'avoida, and so on. So in a situation where he becomes apostle, and she now, but she is mischaleles, So then, says Rashi, at top of the Amud, Kansui Soi Ksuba. Kalema, what does it mean they cancelled him? Kalema Le Kansua. It means they didn't cancel her. Mishar Kol Hanashim. They didn't cancel her. Dahai the Kansur Rabbanin Lashnia Ksuba. Why did they cancel if it's only Mid Rabbanin? Kadesh Le Tisakiv Etzlehu. The cave and the loy to have you look suba mine shavka levin afka. So if they have nothing to lose, we want the woman to feel you've got something to lose, we're not going to give you a ksuba. You're not going to get a ksuba, and therefore she's not going to have the security, and she won't get into the marriage in the first place. Avalhach, if it's an issa d'oraisa marriage, and he's nifsal and she's nifsalas, avalhach alit sarich d'memele shavka lei. The cave and the who nifsal al yada yesh ktata b'neim. There will be ktata b'neim. The chayin kishin nifsal al yada, and so on. So it's quite interesting. I mean, I still find this quite a chiddush. At the end of the day, I mean, it almost seems to be that like the default setting in the eyes of Chazal is a woman should get a ksuba, even if the marriage is b'aveira, even if the marriage is with an issa d'oraisa. We'll give the woman a ksuba, you know, which is quite like, I mean, why? They're getting married to Isser. I mean, it's an Isser d'oraisa. Why are you giving her a ksuba? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, because presumably anyway this marriage is going to end. It's still interesting. So still, why are you giving her a ksuba? You know, we're still, okay, so, but why are you giving her a ksuba? It's almost mashma that the massive hastomia of Ishus is ksuba in a situation where, like, we need to do something to actively cause the marriage to stop in a situation where we're concerned otherwise it won't, then we have to remove the ksuba. But if it's heading anyway for a dissolution, the marriage is going to dissolve anyway, then we don't need to remove the basic ksuba. Ksuba is part of Ishus. It's almost like that. Otherwise, it's kind of difficult to understand it. Why are you giving it to her? So I was thinking about that. I mean, if you say ksuba is the rice, we pass in ksuba is the rabbanon, and if it is the rabbanon, so like as bothered, like why are we still giving it to them? Okay, so naniach that there's going to be strife and they're going to argue and so on. Okay, but we have okay, so make it even more, make it even better for them not to get married in the first place. It's almost like that's what it is. I don't know. Interesting.
The ksuba is as much penalty on him because he's going to pay out in the end.
It's definitely a penalty on him. What do you mean it's a penalty on her?
Well, there's a price being paid for the wedding, for the marriage. He's got to pay out the ksuba.
It's a liability.
It's a liability, yeah.
And therefore what? I'm sorry?
And therefore, discourages him as well.
Well,
do you have to give the payout the ksuba? As you say, it's a discouragement.
Yeah, no, correct. It discourages both of them, for sure. It seems to be that, yeah. Yeah, correct. It's definitely a disincentive, for sure.
Disincentive for him?
I don't know as much. I don't know that the Rishonim seem to say that there's more of a concern that the woman will not enter the marriage if she's lacking financial security, as opposed to a man thinking that, you know, in the event that if I die or divorce, I'll have to pay up. But yeah, not here. Good. Fine. So I'll go upon him. Opinion number one in the sugya is of Shimon Lazar. Shimon Lazar says, what is the pshat of the Mishnah? That if it's an issa d'oraisa, the woman gets a ksuba. If it's shnius, she doesn't get a ksuba. So we said, in a situation where he and she stand to lose anyway, like in the case of d'oraisa, so then they didn't need to remove the ksuba from her. If they don't stand to lose anyway, because only the rabbanan, then they did need to do something to try and thwart and prevent the marriage. That is Shimon Lazar. Rebbe Omer, a simple chiluk, halalo divri tera, halalo v'divri tera in shrichem chizik, halalo divri seifem, v'divri seifem shrichem chizik, a klal which is said many a time, when it comes to a din diraisa, okay, a mole person will be over in a diraisa. Okay, but diraisas don't need chizuk, and therefore we don't need to kind of chapter with, as we mentioned, what seems to be kind of part and parcel of what marriage is. We don't need to remove that. Whereas by the Rabbanans, there's a concern that people will be mezalzel in it, And therefore we need to strengthen the Rabbanan by removing the ksuba. Fine. Those are the shittas. Now, it says, Dover Acher, Ze Hu Margila, Vazu Hi Margilasai. In this case, he is the one who is instigating the marriage. He is initiating, he is trying to seduce her, he's trying to get her to acquiesce. Whereas Zu, in this case, he margilasi. meaning to say, when it comes to Dioraisis, he is the one who is instigating. When it comes to the Rabbanans, she is the one who is initiating the marriage. Let's do Rashi first, and the Gemara in a minute is going to say, is this Dabra Acher a totally third Shita? And the Gemara is going to say, no, the Dabra Acher is either going in Rav Shimon Lazar or in Rebbe. But let's see Rashi first. Oh, so Rashi is going to say, let's just see this Rashi. Rashi says, there who margila. Meaning, Almana can go Grushal Chutz Lekhen Hadjit. Who margila umisita lina seloy. He is the one, we assume, he's the one who's motivating her to get her to agree. Vizu shnia, whereas in the case of shnia, kaven dolai ihi mifsala valav zara mifsal vale mifsa de midi bibiase hi margilase. Meaning in the case where he's going to passel her and so on, the assumption is that he is going to be the one to try and get her to agree to the marriage. In the case of the shnia, Rashi says that the focus is in Tilei Mifsal Ablav Zara Mifsal, and she's got nothing to lose by accepting the Kedushin. For her, it's Kulei Revach. She doesn't become Pasul, children don't become Pasul, and if she's also going to get a Ksuba, wow, this is fantastic. It's all, it's Kulei Revach, and there's no Hefset. Tilei Mifsal Midi Bibiase. So then the assumption is, he margilase, sha'isha reitzili nase yoisimina ish. So in other words, we'll assume therefore that she is the one, being that the Gemara says, yoisimimasha ish reitzili se ish reitzili nase, tam lemesiv tam deonemesiv melemesiv armalei. So therefore the assumption is that in situations where there's nothing to lose and only to gain from the forbidden relationship, the assumption is that she is the one who is instigating, and so on. So that is the way we're going to look at it. So again, if it's going to be the Psul D'Oraisa, the assumption is that he is the one who is Misisa, he's Mesis Her, Linasi Loi. That doesn't fully explain why we would assume him more than her. But certainly in a situation where there's nothing to lose, and we say that more than Ish, so we say that she is the one who is initiating it. So Gemara wants to know, this Dover Acher, man Katanila, who is saying this? Igda Amar Rav Shimon Laza Katanila. Shimon Laza, who said the first reason of that, if he becomes Pasul, if she becomes Psula, then in such a situation they left the ksuba. So it's going together with that shita of Rav Shimon Lazar. Umatam ka'amar, and it really is just a hashlama of that pshat, meaning ma tam omru, that hu pasul v'hi psula kansu isoy, that if both he and she become psulim, then they cancelled him, pirish, they left the ksuba as is. Because the assumption is that he's the one who's initiating. So that is pshat number one. It is the matam of Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Now Rabbi was the one who said it's just a clear split, an even break. If it's the Araisa, we don't need to strengthen it, and therefore the ksuba remains. If it's only the Rabbanan, people are mezals on the Rabbanans, and therefore we need to be mechazeket and she loses the ksuba. So if the difference is the Araisas and the Rabbanans, Igadami Rebbe Ketanla v'chalutza kokashale. Rebbe had shared the case of chalutza. In the Braisa said, it said in the Braisa, Amon Lekoin Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza Lekoin Hedyet. So we know we always include Grusha V'Chalutza, Grusha V'Chalutza, bread and butter, Grusha V'Chalutza. Well, the Maisa Grusha is Asura Midiraisa, Chalutza is only Asura Midirabonim. We just kind of seem to always add in Chalutza. So Rebbe is saying, I'm saying that it's the cutoff, the chilek is between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. How is that going to work with Chalutza? So again, Igadamar, the Amar Rebbe Ketanila, the Chalutza Kakashale, the Chalutza, the Rabbanan. This Chalutza is only the Rabbanan, the Islak Suba. And nevertheless, the Braisa says she gets a Ksuba. So I can't just say what I said. Hadamar cave and the apostle la bitruma drabanan zehu magila, meaning in a situation where through this marriage she will become psula, the chalutza, from truma drabanan, we won't allow it to have truma drabanan. So it turns out that she becomes apostle, he and she both become apostle, given the apostle la mitruma midrabanan. So zehu margila. So this would be a case where he is the one who is margil her, whereas zu in a regular case of shniyos where she still has nothing to lose, zu he margilas. That's why he needed this other reason of the davar acher to take care of the chalutza case. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Igdam rebiktan lashenasin tam ledvar b'mneishin shel Torah. The kashalei v'chalutza l'kain lav diraisa ala derabanan. It's only midrabanan. Kalim akida amar basar yochsen mi the isha grusha mi ribuya devav u'mekmin la midrabanan v'kras machta alma. Even though we mention chalutza, it's only an asmachta. Oktani masnis in the isla ksuba. The amar cave in the pasul amitru midrabanan v'chainu davar achaduka amar. So. Ha-hi margilalei. So therefore, I'm saying that in the case of the Grusha V'Chalutza, that is the case where she will become apostle, and therefore the assumption is he's the one who's going to be margil her, whereas Vizu, whereas the case of Shniyos, he margilah. So this will be a case where she will be margil him. So we have two Malchim so far. Again, we have two Pshatim, Machlekes between Shimon Laza and Rebbe, as to what is the chilek in the Mishnah. Why is it we say if there's an Issa D'Oraisa she gets a Ksuba, if it's Shmias she doesn't get a Ksuba? We had Rav Shimon Lazin's reason that if he becomes apostle, she becomes apostle, there's going to be enough strife and quarrels in the marriage. Chazal didn't need to remove the Ksuba. It's heading for divorce. Whereas if it's the Rabbanan and they've got nothing to lose, they had to make some type of a disincentive for her not to get mad in the first place. And Rebbe said the difference between the cases is one is the Rais and one is the Rabbanan, and we had the Davar Acher, and we had two Malchim in the Davar Acher. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika bein Rebbe Livshim ben Lazar. They're both saying, they're both coming to explain the dinim, that in situations where there's an Issa D'Oraisa, Lamaisa, there will be a Ksuba, and in situations where there's an Issa D'Rabbanan, there will not be a Ksuba. So what actually is the practical difference between the two? Amar Chizda, Mamzeres v'nesin liYisrael ikibinayu. Now, the Gemara understands that when we say Ma'ika bein Rebbe l'Rav Shimon Lazar, we're going like the first Hezber in the Davar Acher. We said Davar Acher man ketani la ikadamay that it was Rav Shimon Lazar. Ikadam the Amar Rav Shimon Lazar ketani la. And it's the matam. What's the reason why in situations where he's pasul, she's psula, then they left the ksuba? Because the assumption is that he would be the one who would instigate, as opposed to if it's the rabban and they're both kosher, then she's going to be the one to do so. We're kind of going with that hezber, and in that hezber, ma'ika bein Rebbe l'Rav Shimon Lazar, amrav chizda mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael ika binayu. This is going to be the Nafka Bina. I mean, man the Amar D'Oraisa, according to Rebbe, who says the difference is if it's D'Oraisa, the Rabbanan, on Amar D'Oraisa. So this is obviously D'Oraisa. Man the Amar Mabnei Shehu Margila, he's going to be the one who will initiate the marriage. Ha, he margolei. In this case, where she's a mamzeres, she's got nothing to lose over here. She's not going to passel herself further or her children further. On the contrary, ha, he margolei. In this case, she will be the one initiating it. Rashi says, ha, he margolei, hoil the ena grua machmasai. She's not going to in any way become worse through the marriage. Tarcha, umahadra linas alisra, kadela halizara. She was a mamzeris. Instead of marrying a mamzer, she's now marrying a Yisrael. I bavel gav debron ami mamzer. The Cameron halach achar psulan. Afilo hachi, she has nothing to lose. A and kaven de ika takanta la mamzerim. Kurim tarfin, the armor of the kedushin. Yechidim mamzerim litar. Tarcha uminsav al Yisrael. She's got zero to lose, and potentially she can take care of the mamzer's problem. Anyway, so in this case, she will be the one who has initiated she has proposed the marriage, and therefore that would be an afghan, that would be a case where we'd say she doesn't get a ksuba.
Presumably there always is a ksuba, but this is we're talking about a cancellation of it. Is that right?
Well, I mean, this is really what is on up for discussion. We want to know, is there a ksuba?
It doesn't have to be more a ksuba. It has to be a ksuba for the marriage.
Well, sometimes yes and sometimes no. In situations where Chazal said there is no ksuba, in a case of shnias, there is no ksuba. If you have a situation of shnias, they would not say mechubed remax with kriyas ksuba. There's no kriyas, there's no ksuba.
It would be cancelled.
What would be cancelled?
But the Zot would look at the situation of the marriage after it's discovered all these problems. There's no problem to start with.
Well, there is. It's also the Rabbanan for this marriage to take place.
But they didn't. The couple didn't see any problem.
Well, maybe they saw the problem, they chose to ignore it. Good. So that is nafkamina number one. Says the Gemara, Ula Rebbe Akiva, the Amar Yesh Mamze Mechayvi Lavin. I'm sorry, I skipped, excuse me. Ula Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Hareze Eved Umamzer. According to Rebbe Eliezer, who would say, look, there's absolutely no point in this woman getting into this marriage because the Mamzeris will remain forever. You are a Mamzeris. We don't hold of Rebbe Tarfin's Eitzah, that if your child's a mamzer, then he can become an Eved Kanani and so on, and then through that he can be Matar himself and so on. According to Rebbe Eliezer, who says, Hariza Eved the Mamzer. So then, Halei Margalalei. So she's lost a lot of her incentive to try and get this marriage together. She's not going to initiate. So what would the nafkamina be? Elam Rabbi Yosef. Machze grushase gibinayu. It's the goose of the Bach. The nafkamina would be machze grushase. Meaning, madam diraisa on ami diraisa. According to Rebbe, it's diraisa, she get a ksupa. Umadam leisha hu margila. Who is the one who initiates the marriage? Ha, he margilaleye. In the case of machze grushase, she's going to be the one to initiate it. Why? Because her children are not going to be mamzerim. From the case of machze grushase. So she doesn't have much to lose. No, there would be mamzeris. So once again, ha loy margalalei, v'loy midi. So what's the nafkamin lomar of papa? Be'ula l'kein gadol. L'kein gadol, marrying a be'ula. Ikibinai. Manam adiraizan amidiraizan nefesh get a ksuba. Manam neshehu margila, ha hi margalalei. In the case of be'ula l'kein gadol, she's got nothing to lose. She's going to be a margal him for like a rashi directly across. Ba'ula p'nui l'kein gadol. Asei ika. Basula v'lei ba'ula. V'lav abar mechal asei asei. V'lav v'zein ala kacha. De'in zein ala hanevel as b'ya asura. So it's just an isur asei. It's an isur kal. And there's not going to be mamzeris and so on. There's not going to be any negative aspect. Not to her. Not to her child. So therefore, she's going to be the one initiating. Ula Rebbe Eliezer ben Yakadama Yesh Chalol Mechayv Yasei. So once again, Haloi Margolei, Valei Midi, she's not going to be the one initiating this. Alam Ravashi Machzer Safik Seitase Ika Binayu. Now, the meaning will be if a person takes back a Safik Seita. Rashi says across Safik Seita Shekinu Avinistra V'kol Allah B'isuri D'Yaraisa. Meaning, even though it's a matzav of Safik, the Torah said in that matzav of Safik, the nitma is an issa diraisa. So, madam diraisa, hanami diraisa, umanam neshehu margila, hahi margilalei. Because again, there are no consequences. Uler al masyab bin charej de amra filo halach baila lashkeisa. In a case of Safik Seita, if the husband was intimate with his wife as he was bringing her up to Yerushalayim, there are consequences for your actions in this case. So once again, so surely she would not initiate. Then that him would be a Seita Vadai. Rashi says Seita Vadai Eishes Ish Zinsa. And Asirulei Midiraisa. She's Asirulei. Finished. She's Asirulei. The Asirulei Midiraisa. The Chseh Behila and Ispas. The Mash Mahoyal Volei Nansa. Asura. So that would be the only nafkamina we would have between Rav Shimon ben Laza and Rebbe. So we have seen so far in the Mishnah, very interesting din, that when it comes to the Shnias Midivri Seferim, we have all of these various Knosses. He has no Ksuba, no Peiris, no Bezenes, no Blois. When it comes to the Diraisis, and so on, here we say Yesh Lehen Ksuba, and we have Machlekes of Shimon Laz and Rebbe as to why, with the Davracher, and two Malchim in the Davracher, and the Nachkamino. Good, says the Mishnah. Pass Yisrael Murethis.
If she doesn't get Mizonis, does it mean that as far as he's concerned, if she acquires any possession or whatever, he doesn't get it either?
This is a good question. Right. And there is a discussion in the Yishayim and Achrayim. There's lots of other things. I mean, the Gemara says, Mashikon Zishikon Abayla. What happens in these types of situations? Yeah. Or Hafaris Nadarim.
Yeah.
You know, in situations of Chayvi Lavin and Shnias, what's with Hafaris Nadarim? And there's different days, you know, depending on the case. And I think I saw when it comes to Hafaris Nadarim, some say the Baal is made for the Nadarim. I think some say they bring in Kedra Pinchas. Damra Pinchas, Kala Nadaris, Aldas Baal, you know, Nadaris. At the end of the day, she's married, this is her husband, and whatever, the Hezburin, Kala Nadaris, Aldas Baal, Nadaris. But there would be Hafaris Nadarim. So, you know, I think every single case, every particular din, there's lots of other dinim, as you correctly point out, there is a din in the Achronim about that. Good, says the Mishnah. Ka Bas Yisrael Moreses L'Kayin. Amu Beres M'Kayin. Shemez Yav M'Kayin. So what stage can she eat Shuma? If she's only Moreses, or only Muberes, or only Shemez Yavam, B'Chayin and Bas Koyin L'Yisrael, or if she was a Bas Kohen and she's more racist to Yisrael, that already is enough in both of these cases to say Leisecho B'Tshuma. Meaning if she's a Bas Yisrael going to a Kohen, she's not yet fully there, or she doesn't yet have a child. But if she's a Bas Kohen and she has Erisin, that's already enough to say she's disqualified from eating Tshuma. Now, Bas Yisrael more racist Levi. Muberes M'Levi, Shemez Yavim L'Levi. Here we're discussing at what stage can she eat Maiserishin? V'chein Bas Levi Li Yisrael. Once again, Leisecho B'Maiser. Bas Levi Moreses L'Kayin. Very interesting case. You have a Bas Levi. She has Erisin to a Kayin. Muberes M'Kayin Shemez Yavim L'Kayin. V'chein Bas Kayin L'Levi. Leisecho L'Levi Truma V'Levi Maiser. She may not eat neither Truma nor Maiser. If you look at the first white line, Leisechum b'Maiser, the Gemara Parach Zara Gufa Mi Leachle b'Maiser. Since when is it Aser even for a Zar or a Zar in this case to eat Maiserishin? that we're kind of saying all these problems and you can't eat any maisa. What's the issue? And we said with the case of the Bas Kohen and the Bas Levi and so on, lo b'truma lo b'maisa, truma k'damaren, de levia nami elinyin truma zarahi, a levia vis-a-vis truma is a zara. Why can a Bas Kohen not eat maisa? I mean, surely she should be able to eat maisa. That we'll have to see in the Gemara. Fine. Al Gemara, in the first case of the mission of the Gemara, doesn't discuss, that's fairly straightforward, but we're moving on to the case of Leviam. We said, if she's a Bas Yisrael, Mures is Levi, Muberes is Levi, Shemais Yav Mor Levi, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Frag the Gemara, but hey, Zara, Zara, me, Le'achla, but Meiser. Rashi says, V'chol Zara, Le'echol, Kodesh, Ksiv, U'Meiser, Rishon, Lav, Kodesh, Ikri. So what is wrong with having Meiser, Rishon? I'm sorry?
Once you've given your
master
to a
lady.
Once you've given your master to a lady,
you
can give it anyone.
So, I think that's going to be dependent on this sheet of Rabbi Meir, I believe. Let's read one more line and let's revisit your question. It's actually Osir Lazarim, the Tanya, Truma Lekayin. But he's saying it's more than just a choshen mishpat as to who gets, who has the rights to it. It's a yodei dekedin. It's ma'aser rishon is osur lazarim. He doesn't just say, it's not just a question of who the nesina is given to. Why? Because, we'll see in a minute, why? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matirei l'kayin. He matters it to a kohen. In fact, the matira michal de ikaman de osur. Was anyone aser meiser rishon to a kohen? He's saying he matters it. It is given lechatchila also to a kohen. So my time of the Rabbi Meir says that it's osur lazarim, and hence if a bas Yisrael only has erusin to a levi, she's not allowed to eat meiser rishon. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? The Rabbi, Rav Mishmei the Gemara, meaning Mishmei the Gemara, Rashi says, what does it mean Mishmei the Gemara? About 10 lines down, Tach kibol mi Rabbi, the Rabbi mi Rabbi ad Rabbi Meir, Sheshamu Mishmei. They have a Mesera dating back to Rabbi Meir. V'lav min daitik mefarish the time of Rabbi Meir. It's not they're just saying I think this is the pshat in Rabbi Meir, but rather they have a Mesera going back to Rabbi Meir. So there's a hekesh between Meiser and Truma. So ma Truma asura lezarim af Meiser Rishon asur lezarim. So Rabbi Meir understands there's actually an isur. There's an israchila for a zar. And that's the reason of Rabbi Meir. Hence that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara, ima Truma chayavin lo av misa v'chemish. Av Meiser chayavin lo av misa v'chemish. If a person eats maisa, are we going to say that there's misa v'shamayim? Are we going to say that if it was done b'shegeg, one needs to add an extra fifth? That you don't have to, because in the parish of Truma, it says, umeisu boy, ki yichalalu, liyasav chamishi soy, alav. So we dash, boy, v'alei b'maisa, alav, v'alei b'maisa. So that part, we're not mafish l'gabi, that din of misa v'shamayim, adding Meis of Chumash, but Lagabi, the din of Issel Azarim, it's learned from a pasuk that it's Issel Azarim. So, V'Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that it's Mutal Azarim, which is how we paskin, V'Rabbanan, Meina. The Hekish is used for something different. Ma Truma Teveles, Af Meis Rishon Nami Tevel. It just means to tell me that there are tevel implications until you have separated the maaser rishon. Not that it's aser for a zar to eat. It's just that it remains tevel until you mafish it. Once you mafish it, if Yisrael eats it, no problem. Och detanya. Rav Yezi Emer. Yochel lo yechayiv ela al tevel shleihurimim min akadikar. I might have thought that the Misa de Shemayim of Tevel is only pure Tevel. Whereas, Hurim Yimenu Truma, Gedela, Vele Hurim Yimenu Maisa Rishon, or your Hurim Maisa Rishon, Vele Maisa Sheni. And how do I know, even if you did Truma, Gedela, and Maisa Rishon, But you didn't do Avira Maisa Ani, Minayin, that there still is the Misa B'deisha Maim of Tevel. Talmud Leimer, Leisucha Lecho B'sharecha. Ulahalon Uemer, V'achlu B'sharecha V'saveyu. Ma Sharecha Omer Lahalon Maisa Ani. Av Sharecha, the Leisucha Lecho B'sharecha of Tevel, is referring to that has a shame Tevel, even so long as you were not Mafrish, Maisa Ani, even Maisa Ani. So had it only been from that limud, I would have just said that's why I need the hekesh, as the Rabbanan says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Mishnah says that if a Bas Yisrael has erisin to a Levi, she's not to have any maiserishin. But it's only maiserishin. Since when is it also to a Zar? Says, well, you're right. The Chachamim say it's not. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's why we call him a Verabbanan, because that's the maiser kind of how we go. But our Mishnah, we're going to be maimed our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, who says that it's also to a Zar. Mikoyach Behekesh. We have a Masur going back to Rabbi Meir, is saying that we compare Maisa to, the Pasuk compares Maisa to Truma, Legabe the Iser Zarus. What do the Rabbanan of Rabbi Meir do with that? They say, no, it's only to tell me that there are Tevel implications, so long as you have not separated the Maisa region, or the Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani, and so on. Not Legabe the Iser. Lishnachrina Maisa region, the Tevel, that the Maisa region has a shame Tevel on it, so long as you're not mafresh, midrabi yasi nafka. It's learned out from Rabbi Yasi's drasha. And once again, imahi hamilalav, avamisalai, kamash malan. I'll go upon him, the maisa, that's where we're still saying the same thing. So, b'mayu kimta, so how did you answer our question? By being maimed the Mishnah, b'mayu kimta, Rabbi Meir. Mishnah's going to Rabbi Meir. Ema seifa. Bas Levi Mureses Lekayin. Bas Kayin La Levi. Leisech Lebe Truma Lebe Maisa. So, Hacha Maya Zaris Ika. What Zaris is there with a Bas Kayin who is Mureses to a Levi? Right? You can't say, I mean, you want to tell me that's Mikach the Pasuk, that Kies Mas Venez or Asherimo, Matruma Sula Zarim, Maisa Vision of Sula Zarim. You can't call the Bas Kayin a Zar. So over here, my Zaris Ika. So Gemara says, Amr Visheshes, my Einai Cheles, you're right. Almost like a little bit of an Ella. Meaning, what are we going to have to say that it means over here, my Einai Cheles Diktani, rather it means something different. Einai Nisedis Rishus Litroim. It means that until she has Nisuin, she is not allowed to authorize Hafrashas Truma. That's what it means. If you look at Rashi over here, Einan Asenis Rishus, Rashi says, Einan Asenis Rishus L'shluch Litra Maiser Shal Aris. So in other words, her husband, the Aris, has received Maiser, and now they need to take Truma's Maiser. So she's not able to instruct a Shliach L'harim Yemen Truma's Maiser. She's not allowed to do that. She's not authorized to do that. It's not hers yet. She's only in Arusa. And therefore, if she would try and do that, v'havilei keterim shleimidas. And the Mefarshim say, not only is she not allowed to make a shliach, I mean, even if she did it herself, she wouldn't be able to do it. So that's what it means over here. I mean, Tezis is bothered the way Rashi learns, because Rashi seems to be saying that the whole case is speaking about, where's the Rashi of the Akulam Asnis and Legabi Meiser. It seems to be a Hazara. Why doesn't the Gemara say Ella? There's a different shot. Al-Kopanim, we're saying that's what it means, that in Acheles, it means that she's lacking any type of authority to make any type of executive decision regarding Hafrashis Maisris. That is the way Rishesh says. Again, Am Rishesh's Mayan Acheles Diktani, Eden is in its Rishus Litraim. Fragdi Yamai Michlal, the Nesua Nesenes Rishus, but once she has Nesuin, even though she herself is not a Levi, a Bas Levi, she would be allowed to. Says Gemara in ומתני וחלת מיסאי בכל מוקם עצם ובייסכם לימד על נסוע בעס ישראל שנסן סושס ליטרויים a gufa comes to tell us this din. Once she has nesuin, she is now considered to be the bailam on it. Legavi this din is not considered to be term shloimidas and so on. Atayimer is just literally meina ella lechol. Maybe it's just coming to say that she's allowed to eat. Fragbig says the gemara. Amas truma hamura echelas maisa kala kolchkin. I wouldn't need the pasuk to tell me that once she has nesuin, she's allowed to eat maisa. Ela limed al nesua bas Yisrael shnesenas rishus literally. Fine. So that is that. Now we have another answer over here. Says the Gemara, Mar Bray the Ravna Omar. So let's give another answer to explain Pshat to the Mishnah when it said Enechles B'Maiser and so on. Now according to this, I think Rashi says that he is going to learn it like we said, that it's referring to Nechila Mamish, and we're going like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says the Maaser Rishon is Aser Lizarim. It's Aser to a Zar. Says the Gemara. Yeah, my brother Rav Na'amar, Lemesh in Cholkin La Maaser Bebezak Ranais. What does it mean over here when it says Eine Cheles? It means to say that you're not Mechalik Maaser to this woman when she is by herself without her husband. So she's a Bas Kayan and she has Eris into a Levi, or a Bas Levi and she has Eris into a Kayan. You don't give her portion in the Beis Agronis. So the Gemara says, one second. If the reason is because if a woman goes out to the field, to the Beis Agurin, you know, we see that the Gurin was not a place where there were plenty of people. And at times there was a shaila of yichud, like we have, you know, a couple of days before Shavuos, and we read in Megillas Rus about Rus going out to the Gerin when Boaz was there by himself. So if the reason is because of yichud, fine, that's good. Elamanda mishum grusha, but if the reason why one is not mechalek, one doesn't apportion, let's say meiser to a woman by herself because of grusha. Because of the concern of Grusha, so Grusha Bas Levi Mile Uncle of a Meiser. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains. In Dibra Maskol Hanich Lamanda Omar, you look a few lines down. El Lamanda Matamushim Grusha, meaning Shemayiga Shena Baila Vate Zara, the Einakol Yoidim, the Yachshavitna Truma Lazara. They don't realize that she subsequently got divorced. And therefore, even post-Gerishin, they will give this woman, who's no longer married to a Kayin, they'll give her Truma. So according to that, over here, if she is a Bas Levi, so what is the concern over here? There's no reason why she shouldn't be able to eat Meiser. Says the Gemara, I mean, you're asking Kasha from Meiser and so on, Grusha Bas Kayin Mile Achle B'Truma. That means even if it's a Bas Kayin who has Eris into a Kayin, also she's not allowed to eat because of this concern. Why? What's the concern? I mean, she's a Bas Kayin. Ella, what are you going to say? Gezeira Mishim Grusha Bas Yisrael? Ultimately, the reason why we make a Gezeira is because of a Grusha Bas Yisrael. Rashi in Dibra Maskel, Tamech Grusha Bas Kayin, Mile Achla Petruma, about four lines down, last word on the line, Ella. Gzeira Mishim Grusha Bas Yisrael. Actually, I'm sorry, Rashi doesn't say so much over there. Meaning, ultimately, the reason why we make this Gzeira is, you're right, not because of the case when she's a Bas Levi or she's a Bas Kayin, but it's in the case where she's a Bas Yisrael, and there really are serious considerations. So, for the Gemara, if ultimately the concern is because of the case when she's a Bas Yisrael, so then, Yachi, Ma'iri Muresis, Afir Nesu Nami. So why does the Mishnah say the only time we have this concern is if she's Muresis, but if she's Nesua, it would be fine. Even Nesua, if you have a case of a Bas Yisrael who is Nesua to a Kohen, we also say that you're not allowed to be Mechalik, her Grones, Truma, a Beis HaGerin, for fear that afterwards she's going to get divorced and people are still going to give her Truma. So we should make Gzeir, we should ask even a Nesua. So the Gemara, you're right. In Hanami Taka, that's what we do. And that's what we do. I did the Tanarisha, Mu'urestes, Tananami Seifa, Mu'urestes, Enachanami. So, Bekitzama, Olab Yadenu. So, we had this interesting Dion as to trying to explain what is Pshat in the Chilik in the Mishnah between cases where the Nisuin is Aser Midyaraisa. In that case, there is a Ksuba, whereas cases of Shnias where it's Aser in the Rabban, and then there's no Ksuba with all the various Knosses. And so on, and we had Rav Shimon ben Laz's reason, and we had Rebbe's reason, and we had the Davracher with a couple of pshatim in the Davracher, and the nafkaminas between the Mahalchim as to meaning either way, we would say that if it's because of the if there's an issue raisa, she does get a ksuba. If it's a trabari, she doesn't. One of the nafkaminas and so on. That was that. And then we had what we've seen so far in this new sugya of basis from oresis the kohen. If she is somewhat connected to a kohen, she doesn't eat. And so if she's a bas kohen who is oresis to Yisrael, she doesn't eat. And you know, we didn't mention, but we know that the reasons why Chazal asked a bas Yisrael who's more restless to a kohen. Either pasuk says if a kohen is kohena nefesh kinyan kasvay, they get to eat. The Gemara says elsewhere, we've had it before, but there's two concerns, either because of simpain, that maybe when post nesirin, when he sees her, he might find something, a mum of sorts, which maybe it'll be a mekartos, or maybe the concern is that if we give her trumatit, she might feed some of it to her father and her brothers and so on, because she's still living in her father's house and so on. And we said there's a similar din when it comes to a Bas Yisrael who's Moresis to a lady. And that the Gemara's kasha was, what is the issue? Surely there's no Isser to eat Maiserishin. It's Mutzat Hazarim. And we gave the first Mahalach that we said we're going like Rabbi Meir, who says there is an Isser D'Iraisa for a Bas Yisrael to eat Maiserishin. Not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not like the opinion of the Rabbanan, who used the Hekesh for something else, just to tell me that there's a Din Tevel, and so on. Okay, we will call it here.